From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. There are conflicting stories circulating about the results of recent Turkish-Russian talks on the Syrian crisis. The Turkish state Anadolu news agency, citing an official source, says a ceasefire has been prepared that could go into effect as early as midnight Wednesday. But Russia is refusing to comment on the report, and rebel groups say no such official truce has been agreed on. German authorities have detained a Tunisian man allegedly linked to Anis Amri, the man who carried out an attack on a Berlin Christmas market. Federal prosecutors said on Wednesday the 40-year-old man was detained after a search of his business and residence. Officials said the man's telephone number was saved in Amri's cell phone. Former Argentine President Cristina Fernandez has been indicted on charges of directing a corruption scheme while attempting to hide millions of dollars in a convent. A federal judge charged Fernandez and other officials of her administration with planning to steal public funds that were meant for public road projects between 2003 and 2015. An illicit association conviction can warrant a possible 10-year prison sentence, while a fraudulent administration conviction can lead to a 6-year sentence. Fernandez has denied the charges. The second most senior North Korean defector told South Korean reporters Tuesday that next year is the most likely time for the North to bolster its nuclear program. Tae Young-ho said that is due to leadership changes in Washington and Seoul. The former diplomat says North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is expediting the country's nuclear development program with the intent of possessing nuclear weapons by the end of next year. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry unveiled broad guidelines Wednesday for an eventual peace agreement between Israel and the Palestinians, warning a two-state solution to the conflict is in serious jeopardy. No major new proposals were included in Kerry's hour-long speech at the State Department. Kerry defended the U.S. decision last week to abstain from a United Nations Security Council resolution that condemned Israeli settlements in areas claimed by the Palestinians.
I am compelled to respond today that the United States did, in fact, vote in accordance with our values, just as previous U.S. administrations have done at the Security Council before us.
The U.S. move to abstain from the vote effectively allowed unanimous passage of the resolution. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Wednesday called Kerry's speech a deep disappointment. He vowed to work with the incoming Trump administration to improve relations in the wake of the fallout over the U.N. resolution.
Israel looks forward to working with President-elect Trump and with the American Congress, Democrats and Republicans alike, to mitigate the damage that this resolution has done, and ultimately to repeal it.
In his late-night news conference, Mr. Netanyahu said Kerry's speech was as unbalanced as the UN resolution itself. Meanwhile, the Palestinian president says he is ready to resume peace talks if Israel freezes settlement construction. U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham says Russia did interfere in the U.S. presidential election and can expect hard-hitting sanctions. Graham said Wednesday in Latvia that in 2017, the U.S. Congress will investigate Russia's involvement in the November 8th election.
You can expect that the Congress will investigate the Russian involvement in our elections, and I predict there will be bipartisan sanctions coming that will hit Russia hard, particularly Putin as an individual.
Graham said it is time, quoting now, for Russia to understand enough is enough. Russia has denied allegations that President Putin was personally involved in hacking. White supremacist Dylan Roof, who murdered 9 black worshipers at a Charleston, South Carolina church, has told a judge he does not plan to call any witnesses or present any evidence during the penalty phase of his trial. Roof faces the death penalty. Prominent Bahraini rights activist Nabil Rajab has been released from prison pending a trial on charges of circulating inaccurate information and posting a series of insults on Twitter. Rajab's lawyer said his client was released after a court hearing Wednesday. He had requested to be freed due to health problems. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.